This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police investigating a shooting death on top of two other suspicious death investigations within the city. Police say a man was shot at the Wind River Apartments around 7 o'clock last night. That's on North 19th Street on the city's west side. The man taken to an area hospital where he later died of those gunshot wounds.
As detectives search for a suspect and motive in that shooting, officers also discovered the body of a woman in the 500 block of Erie Road near Prospect Lake. That happened around 8 o'clock last night. The other suspicious death investigation is near the intersection of Cimarron Street and Cascade Avenue. The department said more information on each investigation will be released as soon as it becomes available.
Authorities, meanwhile, continuing their investigation after a person was found dead in El Paso County. According to the sheriff's office, a man's body discovered with multiple injuries yesterday in a field near B Street.
I don't know at this point. Until the coroner does their examination, we won't have any specific details on the type of injuries or the cause and manner of death.
Lieutenant James Vidmar with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that person has also not been positively identified at this point.
Check this out. Scary moments yesterday afternoon in Canyon City after the Pueblo Bomb Squad had to be called to a gas station. Officials tell us that an employee called them at the gas station near Royal Gorge Railroad Station. Found a pressure cooker on top of a gas pump. It was a pressure cooker bomb that was used in the Boston Marathon bombing. But after determining the device was harmless, police gave the all clear. Investigators suspect that it was left behind by someone who was just trying to dispose of it as trash. And a teenager is in critical condition following a crash involving a motorbike. 18-year-old was riding that motorbike on Academy Boulevard Sunday when it collided with a vehicle that was making a turn. The driver of the vehicle stayed at the scene and is cooperating in the investigation. One nearby resident said the intersection of Academy and Half Turn is dangerous, and this is the second bike accident that she's seen.
The Pueblo County Coroner's Office, meanwhile, identifying a woman killed in a crash on Highway 50 near Avondale. 24-year-old Rochelle Hunter of La Junta died Friday in that crash near the intersection of Highway 50 and 60th Lane. Colorado State Patrol says that a Jeep Wrangler hit Hunter's car head-on. Investigators do believe that alcohol or drugs may have been a factor in this deadly crash.
And the Colorado State Patrol says one person is dead following a crash on U.S. 24 in Park County. Yesterday's crash happened near Lake George Lookout, which is about 15 miles northwest of Florissant. The two vehicles involved in that crash was a head-on. One person had to be extricated before they could be treated by first responders. Two other people seriously injured in that crash.
The Colorado Springs City Council, meanwhile, discussing annexing land southeast of the city for a proposed development. A developer now asking the city to annex the land because it needs water for nearly 10,000 homes it plans to build on the property. The land is closer to Fountain, but an official for the project told council members yesterday that Fountain can't provide the water needed for such a development. Council expects to hear more about the potential cost of the annexation during their meeting today.
And finally, Colorado State University Pueblo is seeing more first-year students enroll now that the COVID-19 pandemic is over. The university reports that 645 first-year students enrolled this fall. That's the best total since 2018. Total enrollment was down slightly this fall, dropping by about 100 students from last year.
Sunny, warm, and breezy as we head into the afternoon. Look for highs today, about 76 degrees, Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo, with northwesterly winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cold front comes through as we head overnight. Cool morning starts in the low and mid-40s, and then a little cooler and sunshine for your Wednesday afternoon, up to 73 degrees in Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.